Very good. Hello, folks.
Lovely to talk to you as always. And we get underway, as we do each and every week, with the programming highlights. What have you got for us, mate?
Well, let's start with the ABC and further back in time. It's been a good series. Season final tonight at 8:30. It's also the season final of The Heights, ABC's Australian drama made in WA, Thursday at 8 p.m. And rolling out with the finals, it's the last of the Rise of the Murdoch Dynasty this Sunday at 7:40. Over on Foxtel, next Monday at 1 p.m, Express from the US and Encore at 9:30 is The Walking Dead. This is the official finale for the second half of The Walking Dead's 10th instalment, delayed due to the pandemic. However, six additional episodes of this season will air in 2021. The season finale of Wentworth is tonight at 8:30 on Fox Showcase, and it promises to go out with a bang. And finally on 7, of course, it's all about the AFL. We have qualifying and elimination finals this coming weekend, live on 7 and Foxtel. Port Adelaide and Geelong Thursday. Brisbane and Richmond Friday night. Then the doubleheader on Saturday, St Kilda and Western Bulldogs. And West Coast and Collingwood.
Well, I'm looking forward to Thursday night being a Cats fan, so hopefully we can beat Port Adelaide, but they have been playing pretty well as Port Adelaide. So I'm a little bit nervous, as the old cliche is, I'm as nervous as a cat in a hot tin roof.
Yeah, Port Adelaide look like they're the favourites, but who knows, who knows?
Wentworth, you said there, goes out with a bang for the season, for the series final. I don't know a TV show that doesn't really go out with a bang when it comes to a season final, so looking forward to that one a little later this evening on Foxtel. I know, like Neighbours and Home and Away, there's always something happened at the end where you've got to wait for the next year, but looking forward to Wentworth tonight. New supercars deal for Foxtel and Seven.
Yeah, after months and months and months and months of speculation, Seven has confirmed supercars will return to the network for 2021. The long-term agreement will see supercars form a key part of Seven's sports coverage into the future. From 2021, six supercars races will be broadcast live and free on the Seven network, with events including the iconic Bathurst 1000, Adelaide, Townsville and the Gold Coast. Seven's live coverage will also allow fans to stream coverage for free on 7 Plus, which hasn't happened before. Now, highlights from other races of the Supercars Championship will be replayed on 7 Network and 7 Plus the same day as the race. 7 will also continue to broadcast the Bathurst 12-hour race. And, of course, Foxtel will have the rights to everything live and some of them exclusive. About half the races exclusive.
Yep. I never understand why the life of me, why sport needs to be on a delay now with everything that's going on and what we can access, as to why an event, be it an AFL, supercars, NFL, whatever, has to be put on a delay. I just don't understand it, but that's why...
It's called millions and millions of dollars. That's what puts it on a delay.
It just comes down to the almighty dollar. I like it. What's going on with the 10 News? How's that going with the combined bulletin arrangements?
Yeah, well, it's been 2 weeks since Channel 10 introduced major changes to its news and Studio 10 programs after savage budget cuts. There's good and bad news for Channel 10 on the ratings front after the implementation of drastic budget cuts, which saw a raft of on-air presenters sacked from the network in a dramatic overhaul of the way it produces news. Now, the good part is Channel 10's news is down only slightly in the five capital cities year on year. Now, while Melbourne and Sydney have actually increased audience, the lack of truly local news services has hit ratings in Brisbane and Adelaide hard, with big falls experienced in those markets. Brisbane has suffered a massive 30% drop year on year as viewers reject the Sydney edition. It's a similar story in Adelaide, which has experienced a 26% drop in viewers. Interestingly, Sydney, Melbourne and Perth all experienced gains, which has offset the big falls in Adelaide and Brisbane. Sydney had an increase of 19%, Melbourne 13% and Perth 11%. Now, Studio 10 is really feeling the effect of losing Kerri-Anne Kennelly, Joe Hildebrand and Natasha Belling, though. The revised format with Sarah Harris and Tristan McManus is down 21% when compared to the same time last year. The show averaged 38,000 viewers last week, down from 48,000 the year before. In fact, the show fell out of the top 250 shows last week a number of times. And now the news was even worse at 10's morning show in Perth on Friday, when the last hour only managed 250 viewers across the hour. numbers were so low from 10:30, the Oztam chart show a string of zeros recorded against each quarter hour. Ouch.
Very much so. Ouch. Don't know what to say about that. I mean, when you hear those numbers, it's not looking good. What can turn it around, if anything?
Well, they have got some good points. And there's actually nothing wrong with the two hosts. Tristan McManus is actually quite a nice guy and actually does quite well. He's just looking at the content of the show. They do look sometimes like they're stretching out perhaps like 1 hour of content across the whole 4 hours. Once again, it's probably the mighty dollar putting some money into the show, so they've got more to work with across 4 hours.
Aaron Ryan from TV Black Box joins us this evening. We talk all things television on a Tuesday night. I love this one. One of my favourite shows, Hard Quiz, is going to have a kids special. Applications are open. I'm going to feel sorry for the kids.
Yeah, after years of brutally testing adults, Australia's reigning gold buggy winner Tom Gleeson is now turning his attention to our kids. The producers of ABC series Hard Quiz have put out a casting call for kids who are passionate about a specific topic and know more about it than anyone else. Successful applicants need to be at a grade 5 or grade 6 school level, so that's ages 10, 11 and 12. And they also need to be cheeky enough to deal with the acerbic wit of the program's host. The one-off Hard Quiz special will be recorded in Melbourne in early December, with an air date yet to be confirmed. Now, applications close on October 25, and the website is go.mycastingnet.com. You then hit the apply button and the show button, and then hit the Hard Quiz Kids Special. Now, if you don't remember all of that, you can go to TV Black Box, search Hard Quiz, and the story is there with a link in it, but it's go.mycastingnet.com. So kids can apply right there in Melbourne.
You've got to have a thick skin, I reckon, kids, if you're going to do that. And just finally, Aaron, good news out of Central Victoria, out of Bendigo, is we've got a 10-year-old who's actually going to compete in Junior MasterChef. That's fantastic news for our young fella here by the name of Ben. But, yeah, Junior MasterChef, very popular program, very popular.
Yeah, very popular. I noticed a little synopsis for Ben. Ben's love for cooking comes from his love of eating and what he's cooked at the end. He loves learning about all new cuisines, and his favourite cuisine to eat is Asian because of all the different dishes and the flavour combinations. So, Ben could be the junior MasterChef winner. Who knows? But it's returning Sunday the 11th of October. Sunday the 11th of October at 7:30. I won't go into too much more detail about Junior MasterChef. Ken's not chatting to TV Black Box at the moment, so I won't give them too much free publicity. But we did want to mention Ben because he is fantastic from Bendigo.
Yep.
Let's get right behind him.
All right, mate, look after yourself, and we will catch up next week.
Thank you so much.
That is Aaron Ryan from TV Black Box. You want to find out all the details, tvblackbox.com.au. It's Gold Central Victoria.